40 ambulances raced into the desert in southern Israel after a bus carrying Russian tourists plunged 80 meters into a desert ravine. White body bags were lined up in a row, and baggage and wreckage were scattered over the steep slope down from the highway. The wrecked bus lay on its side. Police, soldiers, and emergency workers sought to evacuate the injured, but rescue efforts were hindered by the rough terrain. 6 Air Force helicopters and ambulances ferried the injured to the nearby Red Sea resort of Eilat. Eilat is a small city, and Yosef Tal Hospital was overwhelmed. Israeli trauma doctor Joe Jamal.
Of course, a hospital like Yosef Tal is small and doesn't have the experience of, say, the major city hospitals that have been dealing with terror attacks.
Many of the injured are in critical condition.
In this case, you have 36 injured people in your emergency room, and you're talking about a lot of very serious conditions, a lot of blood loss and everything else. And once they have stabilized the patients, then they're being flown out to other hospitals.
Police have ruled out terrorism. One witness said the bus driver sped by him in a no-passing zone, lost control, and crashed through a guardrail into the ravine. The tourists had just arrived on a flight from St. Petersburg. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.